The memorandum of understanding with the firm WastePro USA comes after FWC in June narrowly voted against holding a bear hunt this year in light of a growing black bear population from about 500 in the 1970s to an estimated 4,300 adult bears today.
Bears are smart and they're instinctive creatures. Their sense of smell, believe it or not, is 7 times that of a bloodhound.
Fish and Wildlife Chairman Brian Yablonski. A 2-day hunt in 2015, the first in the state in 2 decades, resulted in 304 bears being killed, some of them no doubt having wandered into residential areas at some point. Yablonski says securing trash is the best way to prevent human-bear interaction.
There's easy to get food and there's hard to get food, and the bear will always go for the easy to get food. Unsecured trash cans to bears are like going to an all-you-can-eat country buffet. It's all easy and it's all spread out, you know, good for the taking.
Bear-resistant containers cost more than standard trash in recycling bins. A traditional 95-gallon container costs about $60, while a more durable container with a bear-resistant lid runs around $200. Lloyd Childry is with WastePro's office in Panama City.
I've come to realize just how important it is for us to secure everyday garbage. You know, bears are opportunists. They're going to go where the food is the easiest to go to. You know, I don't want my children running around where there's an opportunity for a bear encounter.
FWC has secured $825,000 from the legislature to help pay for the bear-proof containers. But if local governments refuse to match those funds, residents and business owners may be stuck with the tab. Childry, whose kids love the outdoors, says the containers are a vital safety measure in some parts of Florida.
For me, it was very personal. For WastePro, it just makes good sense to partner with FWC in this venture. And hopefully moving forward, we'll get some more of the waste providers here on board, and we'll be able to keep all of our bear encounters to a minimum.
With more bears in the area, there's going to be more times that they kind of come in contact with humans.
Becca Nelson is with Fish and Wildlife. While black bears normally are too shy to risk contact with humans, if they're hungry, they're not above raiding garbage cans. Nelson reminds everyone of the sad but true adage, a dead bear is a dead bear.
Once bears become habituated to gaining that food access in your neighborhood, they're going to gradually lose their fear of people. If you are kind of close to them, you want to scare them away, make loud noise to get them to retreat, and definitely secure your attractants so they won't return.
Bear-proofing a residence is fairly straightforward and usually begins with an evaluation of the property. But Nelson says don't stop with just the containers.
Put away bird feeders. They would be attracted to those as well. Also, you want to make sure if you have pets around, keep them secure. Keep an eye on them while they're, you know, out in the yard, just to make sure you're doing those things in order to prevent the bears from coming back.
Other tips: keep outside doors closed and locked when not in use. Round doorknobs are harder for bears to manipulate than flat or lever-style handles. And never leave food or anything scented inside your vehicle.
If you have livestock, if you have crops or anything like that, they'll come for those. If it's small enough, a electric fence might be appropriate, but if not, then a biologist can kind of talk to other ways of how you can secure those.
More information can be found at myfwc.com/bear. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.